This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But now I'm telling you, I look at my sixth grade, seventh grade picture.
You're nicer to her.
I am. I'm like, good on you if you didn't have like stained underwear that day. Like, that's
hey, all. Man. Yeah.
And today, if I can say. I heard the door close. Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting. There's a lot going on right now in New York that we're not a part of.
I would love to say that we are a part of it, but I was actually thinking our dear Casey was helping us podcast from a bar where she's watching.
She is NBA currently playoffs. Helping us. She's just not on frame right now, but she is watching us at a bar in New York. That's
should
how
I,
dedicated
should
she
I
is.
Venmo her a round of drinks on
100%.
Us?
100%. We're going to Venmo her some. Here's the thing, though. Casey doesn't knock him back the way we need her to.
She's having Aperol spritz on a rooftop with some girls. Are you kidding me? No, I've never been so jealous.
That's Casey, that's our drink.
She's going to listen to this.
My feelings just got really hurt because we had Aperol spritzes when we went and saw a show together in New York. Now she's having them with different people.
Well.
And a bar full of just uprooted New York men.
50, 60?
Send her $50.
$50, okay.
Tell her not to get any new friends.
Right, yeah. She's not going to like anybody as much as us.
I'd be upset.
How could she?
How could... Well, I can probably name a few ways. But that's more a comment on me than a comment on Jen. Jen brings a lot to the table. I know I bring down the average, but I'm fun.
We don't. Guys, I'm sorry you're suffering through this. Just rate, review, and subscribe. Leave out the part when you do it where they're always trying to figure out how to send cash to their kids.
Oh.
No, nobody did. I do have a mom box for later that is a podcast review that's super sweet. We're going to do it. We're going to read it later. But
I would also just like to point out that I did my hair. And I think everybody needs to just take a moment.
Look at this hair. Send in, rate, review, and
subscribe to
Kristen's hair. My God, you know somebody is so famous that that's a thing where they're like, oh, you can subscribe to my Substack about how I do my hair. God. And then they just get paid mountains of money for just doing their hair.
Wait, how did we do that?
I don't know.
Nobody's
I want to do that.
Let's ever get gonna be like, what's she doing to her hair? Here's the thing. You always know when I've had my roots done. Because I get a good blowout and it lasts 3 days.
Yep.
And the rest of the time, everyone's like, she's falling on tough times.
My family, has started to get into horror movies. And let me tell you, what I don't like is horror movies.
I love horror.
Okay, I've been dipping my toe in. And Dash is 13. He wants to go to the mall. He's damn near 14. He wants to go to the mall.
He wants to see scary movies.
He wants to see scary movies with his friends. So he went to Back Rooms.
Tell me a thing.
Nope, I won't. But I will tell you, any response anyone gives you about how was it is the most confusing.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't have anything to compare
it
to.
But that age is going to love it because it is from YouTube. OG.
Yes.
So
he said it has very little to do with the YouTube stuff.
It didn't. It's a real coup for the director. It's a big deal. He's only 20.
Jeez, like, Louise.
He's like having a moment, and he's also super into cinema and just creating art. So I will see your back room and raise you. I just went on date night. Maybe one of my best date nights in like 3 years.
Amazing.
I'm mad at him again.
Oh, but okay.
It was pretty good.
You didn't soup you to don't, nuts. You don't sound mad when you said that. It wasn't like.
I'm pretty mad. He's pissing me off. But we went and had a good date night and saw Obsession.
Okay. Yep.
I don't want to give anything away.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it for sure.
I'm going to say this. Here's what's fun about this movie. This movie is so creative. It was shot for almost nothing. In movie terms, this movie was shot for almost nothing. And it shot in 20 days. And the thing that I love and what everybody's talking about is like the girl in it. And I'm not going to say anything else. She's the show. And it's so neat to see a movie that really highlights a female character in this way. And she's a standout. She's fantastic.
It's the whole, like soup to nuts, the whole production was very female heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if this is going to give you a lady boner hot flash situation, but mm-hmm. I think I can get one of the producers as a guest.
Who?
Damn it. I can't think what her name is. She's dating my neighbor.
Oh.
She came
over. Let's make it weird.
She was over at my house having wine, and I was like, I don't watch movies. I don't know what you're talking about. But.
Well, I would love to meet her. The movie's super creative.
Super smart.
It's No Weapons, which is my favorite horror film, which I've seen 5 times head to toe.
I loved it.
I'm obsessed with Me Weapons. Too. But yeah. Weapons had $10 million, and this movie had less than $1 million for everything.
Most of the people, I don't know, but most people didn't make any money until it like...
Nobody makes any money. There is a little bit of back. Okay, so there is some controversy behind Obsession because there's always somebody saying that like the movie was such a shoestring budget and then it became such a huge hit. It's made over $100 million. And like when you're on an indie film, you're making like $150 a day. Sometimes if you're higher up, you make, but if you're what's called below the line, which you're not a producer or an actor, you don't get back end points. Most of those indie films don't give back end points to actors.
Right,
like,
right.
You took a chance on this creative process and it paid off. Now the producers are going to make a ton of money on it. And so does everybody else that put skin in the game to back the movie.
Yeah.
So now everybody's like, where's my money? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
It's a gamble.
And I don't know. Cause I can also in my head, I'm like, well, if it were me, I would just put $1 million away and cut it evenly between the entire crew.
Yeah.
And say, here's a bonus. You don't ask me why. Don't come complaining that you got to pay taxes on it. Just this is a bonus for doing a good job. That's kind of a baller move that I would like to think if I had a Substack where people checked out what I did for my hair.
Yeah.
I would give money to people that worked.
But I do like it was like very female heavy.
Yeah.
Production. That's awesome.
I think this girl in it, I think her last name's Navarette, she plays Nikki. I mean, just wait. You guys just
okay, I'm going to go see it.
And the fun thing was, oh God, I don't want to give it away because I want people to have a second to go see it. But I will say this. My husband and I were having two very different experiences. There was a little bit of me like, I mean, you can tell from the title, it's about Obsession.
Right.
There's a little bit of me going, what?
Mm-hmm. Well played. Yeah, I know a little bit about. I'm gonna watch it. Mm-hmm. And I hate to go all girl heavy, but can we talk about skincare for a minute?
Oh yeah, which is not my thing, but I did come in and I was like,
I have to know what it is.
No, okay. I. Do you like how I say no? Mm-hmm. I bought. It's not very expensive. I bought.
That's magic words.
Watermelon Glow.
Yeah.
Niacinamide. Few drops from Glow Recipe.
Yep.
And it's the darker one. I don't know. It says select a shade, whatever the not pink one is. There's one that's clear that's just like glowy. And then there's this one that has a little tint.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, and you'll be proud of this piece of information. I tend to have lots of bottles of foundation that I don't use because either I tan or I don't like the way they feel. And I hate wasting because that stuff.
Yes.
Because even if you're buying like Revlon at CVS, it's like 16 to 17 bucks a bottle.
And whatever you throw away, I'm like this with groceries. I'm like, well, buy $40.
Yep. And yeah. I have gone from four different formulas of foundations, and they're expensive. I pay for expense because my, you know, perimenopause is kicking my ass, so I'm using a nicer.
We're trying to keep these trains.
Trying to keep the wheels on this.
Yeah.
Go to Substack and see what I'm doing with my.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll start that.
You know. Just what you're not supposed to do.
There are three people subscribed.
Yeah. But what I'm getting back to is the Glow Recipe drops are like a serum with tint.
Yep.
And what I have found is if I mix it with my other foundations, I can get it right. So I can use those other bottles of foundation as long as I mix it with this stuff. It gives it like a nice.
Okay. So
you know what I mean?
It's not a self tanner. It's
like those Elf drops. What's that called?
Glow drops. I think.
Well, yeah. Elf has it too.
They're great.
I like them. I think I like this more because it has some version of skincare in there.
Yeah.
The niacinamide and the.
The glow drops I like for all over. I like it for my legs and everything that Elf. I actually, and hold on before you dispute this if you know anything about skincare. Niacinamide turns my skin red. For most people, it like reduces redness, but I have an allergy to it. So does my brother. So I don't use that one. This is one I'm using, but it is a self tanner. I think that you'd like it. Is the Tanologist.
Oh, and that is cool. You can put it in your
just
lotion.
Just a couple drops. Yeah.
Except if you're me and you forget that if you don't wash your hands,
you're going to have some real
Colin
orange
goes,
palms.
What is under your wedding ring? I go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Guy's phone number.
What is wrong with your, yeah.
Treat me better, man.
Strategy. I'm going to go to a New York bar. And I went like this, and it looked like I had poop around my finger because I had brown.
Yeah.
And in between my fingers, he's like, I think his comment was like, you're such a non-girl. I'm like,
oh, back
fucker,
off,
I
Colin.
Can't remember to get shit done, man. I just can't see things through. What I am is unproductive.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple more skincare things.
Okay,
this is
Jen's
a gift
like
for
so
you.
Happy right now.
I'm so excited about it. But can we go back to movies and people getting paid for 1 second?
Yeah.
Do you know? Okay, there's this big dispute over who was the first million-dollar actor, and most people believe it was Elizabeth Taylor for Cleopatra. So they offered her $1 million, and she famously like accepted in the bathtub. And by the time she was done filming, because it was so over,
yeah,
like
she's like, I need more money.
She got like $6.9 million, which in today's money is like $70 million.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. But then there's other people who are like, it was, who's the guy from Omaha? Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's like arguments over who was the first
one.
Well,
here's what's fun. When you have a fun tidbit like that and you're at a party, and somebody feels the need to tell you that what your tidbit you just shared is not accurate.
Yeah.
So that guy's a pain in the ass. So enjoy your story.
It's
Elizabeth Taylor. She also had a huge fat diamond.
Oh my God.
It was evidently one of the biggest diamond rocks you could get.
Yeah.
And it like, I'm surprised she didn't get like bonked over the head. Oh my God. It was like the Titanic diamond.
I read this too, that Jennifer Tilly bought. She's like a jewelry collector, like meaningful jewelry. And she has a bunch of that and like really pissed off Michael Jackson like years ago because she
Didn't she make her money because she was married to the guy from Family Guy?
Yes. No. Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
And they were like.
There was like a back-end deal app post-divorce or.
That she would get a third of his because he offered that because he was like. You were with me when I was making no money and stuff. And she was an actor of her own, really.
Yeah, she was doing well.
She was doing great. Like, she's in all the Chuckies and stuff like that.
That's a sign of us saying she's doing well if you were in a Chuckie.
Yeah,
It's not nothing.
What she can make at those, like,
events
alone. And one of
you
those.
You go to those weird Comic-Con events, they may pay you like 10 grand to sit there and sign pictures.
You kidding me? A Substack of her just
doing
talking
her
Chuckie,
hair.
Man. Make her so much money, but she doesn't need that because they had a great relationship, ended up getting divorced, but she got a third and he passed away, and she like really talks about how she loves him, but she got it before he passed.
Oh.
Like it was.
Oh, they didn't divorce?
They did divorce.
But they were nice
that
to each other.
That was the agreement. They were super nice to each other. Yeah. And so she just like plays poker and does Housewives. And,
I only like, see clips because I've never seen an episode of Housewives.
It's the fucking
But
dream
I know
wife.
Everybody loves it, and it is a, she it's a beacon also, of hope.
She is, I know everybody does this and it's annoying. I feel like I really relate to her. Like I get her. Like she's like, let's all wear caftans and like wear ridiculous
vintage shit. I don't
think
people are saying that they relate to Jennifer Tilly.
I am.
I think you might relate to Jennifer Tilly.
I need
but
Jennifer
I don't think
Tilly
people
money.
Are like, boy, those housewives are relatable. I do think Lisa Rinna is very charming.
She's great. She's great. Yeah, she's a good dancer and she's timeless.
I'm trying to watch Traitors. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, what episode are you on though?
The same one.
Okay, just one. Yeah, yeah. You got it. You got to wait till two or three and you're going to be so in it. You know what I'm going to do is we're going to have a day. I'm going to come over to your house and I'm going to go in your living room and you're going to go into the man cave or
if
vice
you're
versa.
Watch-
and we're going to force each other to watch what we've been telling each other to watch and we haven't done it so that we can talk about it on the podcast. Because there's podcasts I need you to listen to. There's shows I need you to get
yep.
into. And
I also just watched another true crime.
Okay, which one is that?
I've been.
We're going to get back to skincare.
Nope, I'm not.
By the
I'm
way,
not going to tell you about the true crime. I'm going to wait.
I found this really great skincare product.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
No, made me put it on my hands and it, you're right.
Okay, I got you your own. You guys, it's so cheap.
I didn't bring you glow recipe
it's,
drops.
It's beef tallow and honey cream. And I think it is so amazing. And it's on Amazon, the
Need
one that I'm getting.
Oh.
It's like $10 and I've been like slathering my neck with it. I have not gone through a product so quickly. They're giving us nothing for this, you guys.
Yeah, we never get anything.
I'm sure you've heard Kristen and I talk about aging. You know, the waking up at 3 a.m., heart racing, mind spinning, completely unable to get back to sleep. Anybody else? I thought it was stress or just getting older, but then I learned that during perimenopause and menopause, your hormones are shifting, yes, and those shifts directly affect the magnesium your body depends on. That's why I started adding Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers to my nightly routine, and it has genuinely changed how I feel. Listen, I love Bioptimizers because I feel like I'm finally getting the sleep and that I've needed for like 15 years, probably. By the way, this isn't just a trending brand. They're PhD formulated backed by 20 plus years of research and over 15,000 lab tests. And it's not just one type of magnesium. It's an all-in-one magnesium complex. 7 different forms working together to support sleep, stress, energy, and recovery. If you're ready to finally sleep great and feel like yourself again, head to www.buyoptimizers.com/imomsohard. And use our exclusive code IMOMSOHARD to get 15% off any order. And Bioptimizers backs it with a 365-day guarantee, no questions asked, money-back guarantee. Again, it's 15% off at www.bioptimizers.com/IMOMSOHARD. When you use our code IMOMSOHARD, get 15% off.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay, if you don't know, I did a video. I was in the mall with my daughter. The dumbest shorts I've ever seen in my life. They look like denim underpants over doilies.
What are we talking about right now, everybody? Is this the shorts we're wearing?
Doilies attached to a denim, like a swimsuit
like
bottom.
Crotch bottom.
Yeah.
And then on top, the mannequin was wearing a full sweater. I'm like, hate everybody. And so then I literally,
arms are cold while their choo-choo is hot.
And it's hanging out. You guys, it's a bikini. It's a, what do you call it? A Baywatch crotch.
Like stupid. That would cover one fourth of
that
my crotch.
That doily. It's going to look like a pilgrim hat on this situation.
A crochet crotch in denim?
So I told Eleanor, I go, please use my phone. I got it. This is the dumbest thing I've ever
Doily's
seen.
Doily's getting enveloped by a bear's ears.
A bear skin.
A bear skin.
Are these bikini bottoms on a bearskin rug? There was no bearskin rug, sir.
Yeah.
So I had Eleanor take a video of me. And it was just me being mad. 7 million views. So I went back to the mall today to get Delilah's graduation.
It's at like 8 or 9 right now.
Graduation present. I tried them on.
But I figure you put those nasty shorts on, we're going to get ourselves 80 million.
Look, man. Even poor Eleanor, I was like, okay, I'm going to try them on because like this is ridiculous. And I don't want to buy them because they're $400, which is stupid. So then, of course, I know.
$400 is so
it's
dumb.
It's stupid. You know why it's stupid? Because just like you said, I could see a young person wearing these out like to like, what's
to
the thing? That,
to Coachella, a festival. Coachella.
Fine. But young people shouldn't feel like they are forced to spend $400.
Idiotic.
Be one or the other.
I know.
Be that and be $30 and buy them at Forever 21. Yeah. Or be something that's more attainable for my age. What am I going to wear those to?
PTA meeting? No, yeah, it's not happening. Like, what? Give me a nice, like, mid-thigh denim short that, you know, doesn't have, like, holes in the butt. I don't need that.
Oh.
And I'm willing to pay. And you throw in, like, a 401k kickback. Yeah. I'm all about that.
I'm jorts all day. I think jorts are so sexy. Now, listen, I know how the girlies are wearing them, and I know how I'm wearing them. It ain't the same.
Yeah.
When I wear jorts and an oversized tennis shoe, I just look like I'm going to a community center. But when young people do it, they're in New York and they're going to watch the Knicks play.
I know.
Sexy and fun. And you know what?
I can't do jorts because I'm so short.
I know. They would just look like pants.
It would be like, are you going to culotte? Are you going? Are those knickers? What are those?
I literally think my jorts would go to your feet.
I think they would.
I love jorts. I think they're super cute. My daughter hates mine. I have like 4 pair and she hates all of them. See, this is so nice.
It's nice.
This is beef tallow.
I don't know. I really like it, you guys.
It's very nice.
And it's because when it's $10, you can slather it everywhere. So that's what I'm doing.
That's so nice of you, Jen. She always gets me like, she always picks up little things for me. I really don't know what I don't know what you get from this relationship, but I need to up my game.
Well, it's not really readers, I'll tell you that. I'm going to go to a drawer in her house and it's just like full of, and not just my readers, it's going to be full of everyone's, I'm going to start putting them on a bank chain at my house because I am going through readers. Like,
Eleanor,
crazy.
I just posted a video. Eleanor found 8 pairs. She goes, she's so subtle. She goes, she has 8 pairs of readers just on her headboard. 8 pair. I go, someday you're going to need them. And she goes, all of them? Like, shots
wait,
fired.
On your headboard?
Different viewing. Different.
What I'm picturing is, and why am I picturing this? Just a random, you guys get home from a really good date of watching Obsession and start getting hot and heavy, and there are just crushed readers behind and underneath your bed. And I'm going to go over them and be like, these were mine. These were mine.
Shit, Colin. Those are Jen's. You banged up her readers by banging me. God darn it. She's
those
gonna
are from
so
Amazon. They don't have the springy.
She keeps saying I steal them. Now move the beef towel. She said we could put it anywhere. We need to make things.
Just keep the beef tallow away from the bedroom.
That's my nickname for my husband after date night. Beef tallow. It was a lovely date.
That's nice.
But
I need to go on a date.
I kept saying to myself, "This isn't how it normally is. This is better."
Well, what happened?
Take it as a win.
I do feel like, oh God, I don't want to jinx this, but I do feel like we're coming to like a. Okay, we can breathe a little bit point
nope.
in the year. No?
No.
Why? Because you guys are signed up for 18 club sports.
No, because you and me are going to be the busiest we've been in 2 weeks' time.
Why?
Because we're making an announcement about our book, which we can't officially do right now, but if you guys are listening.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
yeah.
yet.
Oh, yeah.
Can we pre-order it? Can we tell them?
Yeah, they can pre-order it.
Okay, we wrote a book, you
oh
guys.
Oh my gosh, you
okay.
guys. Yeah.
We wrote a book. Shit, beef tallow down. We wrote a book. We're super proud of it. It's been a labor of love. We've been working on it for a
yep.
year straight, like a year of heavy writing.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to explain it. It's such a fun
tomorrow
thing.
You can pre-order it. And this is what's really exciting. So you can, we'll have a link on all the socials, all the whatever you follow of ours, and you can pre-order it. And please do that because it
puts
shows,
us on the New York Times bestsellers list.
Well,
nobody's supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say
but
that,
we
but
are
I'm telling you.
That classy. But also it tells the booksellers like
that we're doing
yes,
a good
people
job.
Want the book.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been 7 years since we wrote the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And the thing I'm so proud about this book is what I want to have happen because The title fits it perfectly, especially after you've read the book, if that makes
yeah.
sense. Because it's not just about a middle school experience. It's about our middle school experience.
Right.
It's about being Generation X. It's about being sandwich generation. It's about
yeah.
Perimenopause and menopause. It's about our kids becoming like teenagers and hormonal.
Yeah.
And it's all of the things that happen kind of at that time when one of your kids hits middle school.
Yeah.
So I think there's parts of it, stuff about grief, about loss, about, I think it's really good.
There's,
and it's funny.
It is funny. And if you didn't see our flashback tour show, we really dove into like what it was like to be a Gen X kid, like
yeah.
raised that way. But this book is like such a deeper dive. And it was like, so much more ridiculous than I ever remember it being. Like, you don't realize how asleep at the wheel your parents were
until you deep
until you're a parent. You
it's
really
so
think
funny.
About it.
It's so funny you say that because I was telling Eleanor, like, one of the things that I loved about being from such a big family, because my mom has 13 brothers and sisters,
yeah.
and then I'm also Generation X, where your parents were like, they felt no need to entertain you at all. They were like, we're going to go have cigarettes and sit at a picnic table.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Come
we'll
back
see you
when
at
it's
seven.
Dark.
Come
yeah.
back when it's dark. And I would have full access to any baby I wanted. Any baby
like
cousin.
Problem. Yeah.
I could pick that baby up. I could hold that baby.
They weren't worried. They were like, thank God.
Cared. Like
yeah.
everybody's holding a Bartles and James and they're like, just, you know, no cautionary. The only time that I ever was told anything is when I picked up a newborn and they were like, watch the neck or watch the head.
Yep. Oh, hold the head.
But I don't even think they were talking to me.
My newborn, I remember looking at my mom going, you don't know what you're doing. Like, I just was not trusting anybody to hold them. But like back in the 80s, people were like, yeah,
you
can pick up a
baby. Anybody can
great.
Hold them.
Yeah,
a bank teller would hold your baby.
Sure, yeah.
But now I feel like there's not enough people going, let me hold your baby.
Yeah.
So that's me.
Yeah, I've been doing that too. I was at
let me hold that baby.
I was like at a soccer evaluation thing and my friend has a 11-week-old and I was like,
holy
just
shit.
Hand over the baby. Just hand over the baby.
I would
baby.
Never give that baby back. I think that's the vibe I give.
Oh
like,
God.
Let me hold that baby. And they're like, I think I won't see this baby. You might steal it. And I'm like,
I can't be held responsible. It was a very cute
I
baby.
I will give this baby back to you when they turn 11.
Yeah.
Because
I sure
don't want
shit
that.
Will, which is partly what the book's about also.
Also.
Is, yeah. Just the, you know.
How do we pre-order it? Should we say that here? I don't know. We should know better stuff. Why don't we know what we're doing? pre-order. How do they do it?
Oh, we're going to
imomsohard.com.
Yeah, we go to imomsohard.com. There will be a link, and then we'll also have it on the link tree on our Instagram, and we'll have it. I don't know how to do it, but you know what? Addison, Casey, are you listening? You're Casey on it. He's Addison? An IT guy. He's
anybody that can help us
figure it out.
DM us.
Literally anybody will take the
we'll take the help. Remember when Jen said we're going to be able to chill?
So, somebody can help us set up a Substack, too. I don't know. I don't want my brother-in-law to see any of it.
I want to have a Substack and have it be the most random shit that like people are concerned about mm-hmm. us. I'm like, this is, I got a weird rash from a gel I used. Here's a picture of it. That's on Substack for us.
And
whatever floats your boat.
Some of my craft projects that I start at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I got to show you my my bathroom that I painted entirely black.
The drenched, yeah. Or the color drenched. I don't know that I do Substack stuff with anybody that I'm that interested in.
I don't know, but I think if I got into it, I think if both of us got into it, we'd be super. This is not an ad for Substack, but again, if they want to send us some money, that would be great.
Is that too. How it works?
I don't know how
it works. Think it's a membership thing where like somebody that wants, like if you want like a closer look at what they're doing, you pay like a fee and then you can go in and.
All right, send us what our Substack should be. It's.
It's going to be me trying on those shorts. That's called OnlyFans.
Yeah, no, I can tell not. You what it's not going to be.
No, it's not.
Waxing tips.
Cleaning tips.
Diet tips.
Marriage tips.
Healthy lifestyle.
Healthy lifestyle. No. Mm-mm. I'm going to tell you how much I love climbing into bed at 8:30 p.m.
Yep.
Which I never get to do.
It might be a lifestyle page in that it's like a.
What if it's just us falling asleep? Like right with me with my 9 readers on the headboard.
And they all.
They're all stacked on my
your
head.
Your husband gets in bed. You.
Hon, Jen's already complaining that I take too many of her readers.
And I do.
They're mine. They're mine.
Those ones are yours. I think
we all know I steal your readers.
I think what we need to do is stick to like our own colors. Like, you know, like I'll do like blues and oranges and you do like.
But I see yours and then I want yours.
But it's not even.
I don't like that game.
They're easily accessible. Oh my gosh. It might be here right now. But speaking of Addison, he got you a present.
What?
I don't know. I know what it is. But
is it a gravy boat?
No. I know he likes to give you a hard time about not leaking gravy. But no, this is a reader's related gift.
I feel like they're going to be the kind of make my eyes super big because I'm about there.
We'll announce it. We'll do it on another podcast because I think you're going to think it's a joke and then you're going to love it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's how most of my toys in my bedside table.
Yeah. Oh, this is a bachelorette party gift.
It looks like a cactus. But
although,
it's not.
May I say that when we were back in Nebraska, one of your friends
had
a pair of readers that slid into his phone case.
You mean your
crush?
My crush, Trent Wagner.
I knew it wasn't going to.
Who brought out like these cool, like hidden glasses. You think that didn't spark a little bit of 14-year-old Kristen going like, and this is what I'm. He's still got it,
She's
you guys.
Like, look, he looks like an art collector.
I also think he's attractive because he picked an attractive wife. I'm literally like, he can't get it wrong with me.
Yeah.
I like his kids. I like his wife.
Yes.
They're also good looking and cool.
They're like J-Lo. That's why it feels good.
If he had a Substack, that I would probably, I'd probably look into that.
Ladies. I used to think that eating healthy was enough, and that is just not always the case. Things like low energy, I have that, mood swings, I might have those, or just feeling run down. A lot of that can come from not getting the right nutrients consistently. I mean, we think about it for our kids and not always for ourselves. That's when I realized I didn't really have a system to cover all of those gaps, and that is what led me to First Day. All right, here's what you're going to love, moms. There's no added sugars, no artificial dyes, nothing unnecessary. Everything is tested for 200-plus toxins, and it has the Clean Label Purity Award. It's just 2 gummies a day, so it's easy to stay consistent. Over 1 million families use First Day, and they also have a 45-day money-back guarantee. They actually make different formulas for toddlers, kids, teens, and adults. So it's tailored to your stage in life. I love using First Aid because I know that I'm hitting all of the bases that I need to cover. Just getting the kids to eat sometimes can be a challenge. So I know that they're not getting all the nutrients they need. So I love First Aid. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. Use code IMOMSOHARD to get up to 57% off at firstaid.com and a free gift with code IMOMSOHARD at firstaid.com. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support IMOMSOHARD, our show, and tell them that we sent you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I go to my room to like escape for just at the end of the night.
Yeah.
I love going. It's like my peaceful time.
It is.
I put on my motions and my potions.
Yep.
I watch a little TV.
Don't need farts.
I don't need any farts around me. I don't need. I like. And
I go in there to lay my readers out in an organized fashion.
All 8 of them. I see how many I've stolen from Jen that day. I think, look how much money I've saved. Put on my beef tallow.
She's got behind, there's like a 1.5 that she's not ready to commit to that's behind glass, like breaking case of reading emergency.
Yeah, it just shows my youth going away. Yeah. And then I watch off campus and I'm like, I'm young, and I put up my readers, can't see anything.
Yeah.
And
I've got clips, those hair clips to hold my eyes up because my freaking eyelids are so, you know.
My face tape on and my sleep mask, and I rub my beef tallow. And so I go in there, and that's the only place my kids want to be.
It's your sanctuary.
It's the only place, and that's fine. It's fine. I actually love it.
I kind of like it too, because I'm like, all right, you want to hang around with me? I'm going upstairs. You got it.
Actually, I say, I need everybody to get out. I love you, but I want to be alone.
Yeah.
But they hem and haw, and it ends up being really funny, and they just find. So my son, I was like, we were wrestling or whatever. And I was like, God, Finn, I think you smell bad. He's like, oh, no, I just showered. And I'm like, I don't know. And he left the room and it still smelled bad. And I was like, is that me? So then I'm like looking around. I'm like, God, if these guys like eat apples or something and it's like rotting in here, I'm going to be so pissed.
Laid a fart egg, didn't
nope. It was Finn's shoes. And they were by the front door.
Yeah.
They were from football. And he put them by my front door of my bedroom. And they were like a science experiment. I picked him up. I put him in his room. And I was like, don't put your stinky ass shoes in my room.
Yep.
That's my life. I want to go to a bar in New York and watch the next play.
No, I know. Let me make it sexier. I, as a sweaty person, I'm just an oily person. So I know myself and I know the genetics that I passed on to kids. And they're sweaty people too. And like, I, not having the right deodorant last week, I was like, oof. I smell like a penny. Like my,
I know just, it never, it doesn't hit you, especially when they're just getting their first stink. You're like, it doesn't hit you like right away. You're always like, do I have like mildew? It smells like mildew.
It's just off.
Then it just moves into like sour. And then you're like, oh, here's the source.
It's what I pictured like the cyborg from Terminator would have smelled like, you know, like it's sort of like a synthetic, weird, off human sort of smell.
Yeah, it's the smell that mothers know of their own kids.
Yeah.
So we can keep them hygienic.
Literally can pick them out of a lineup that way. I know.
We got Finn, like, he's doing great. Like, he's doing football. He's doing so much. I don't expect him not to smell bad.
Right.
I just would prefer it not be in my room, and I'd prefer that he not crop dust me when we're out at the mall.
No, those shoes.
He thinks it's hilarious.
Those shoes need to stay by the front door. Like, pretend he's an ICU nurse. They don't come inside. There's so much bacteria he's going to track in with those. No way.
And then
no
I saw his socks. He wears Birkenstocks, and he wears socks with his Birkenstocks. And the bottoms, like, he put his feet up, and it was just the balls of his feet. And I'm like, we look like we don't take care of you, Finn.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel that. You can feel that's foot.
Yeah.
That's a sock with feet holes. Like,
yeah.
Like we did, like you're a ballet dancer and you're wearing point shoes and we did it on purpose.
I know.
I want to go to a bar with the Knicks game.
Yeah. I'm still processing some stuff because I got, my son was like, none of my socks fit, which that's a growing boy, they will not tell you until they haven't had things that adequately fit for like 3 months. And then you just feel like a shitball parent.
Well, Finn goes, he's going to go see an Astros game. And he's like, where are my Astros shorts? I'm like, the ones you got in fourth grade?
I know those shorts. And he really did get them. Like,
yeah. And they are now booty shorts. That like threadbare, you can see his
underpants. I guarantee you, your husband's going to try to wear those.
I 100% agree with you. I throw their shit away all the time because I cannot mm-hmm. see those bright orange shorts again.
Yeah.
He's wearing the Astros shirt that he wears literally. I mean, just like we don't even know if time moves because everybody wears the same clothes all the time, myself included.
These photos are hard to tell, you know.
Just the gray. And how big my eyes are in the readers.
It's like this family went from giant lapels and bell bottoms just to Astros gear for 50 to 60 years. God. We can't really tell. Yeah. And he's got the same facial hair. You know,
same facial hair, but now it looks different.
Yeah.
It's silver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And Finn also has, I was like, looking at him, I'm like, does he have a smudge? And I was like, no, that's a stash.
Yeah.
It's a smudge stash.
There's like a weird shadow in certain light.
Yeah. And you're like, ugh,
God. I recognize that from myself. Guys,
we're doing great. Yeah. Everybody's doing all right. Yeah. That's the book.
We wrote this book and it's all about that world, but also about how this is my favorite part. When I tell people about it, I'm like, my favorite, I read this thing a long time ago, just to make it serious for 10 seconds, where it was like, getting to be a parent gets you to have a great, like, parent-child relationship, mm-hmm. again, if you didn't, like, have that growing up.
Yeah.
And I think it also allows you to like yourself more because you see your kids at...
They're a reflection of you.
Yeah. When I see my kid at, like, age 10 and, like, the expectations I had on myself when I was 11 or 12, like, wanting to be so cool or capable or whatever, you're not capable of it. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, because something's not in sync. Like, some part of your brain is not.
You mean at 11, you're not in sync?
Nothing's in sync.
I don't know if you know this, but most 11-year-olds are not expected to be in sync. And if you are expecting an 11-year-old to be in sync, you are not in sync.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You should just lower your bar.
But now, I'm telling you, I look at my 6th grade, 7th grade picture.
You're nicer to her.
I am. I'm like, you did not know what, like, good on you if you didn't have, like, stained underwear that day. Like, that's
hey, all. Man. Yeah.
And today, if I can say.
I think that, I think when you get kids, once you go through elementary school and your kids go to middle school and the problems that they start having, first of all, you start to internalize because you've been down that road.
Yeah.
So if a kid is bullying your kid and you were ever bullied, you immediately respond sort of from your own child self.
Yeah.
And then in defense of your kids. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the problems feel like, okay, things are getting real deal here. Like bodies are changing.
Right.
Or they're not changing fast enough. Or boys and girls and girls and girls and boys and boys. Like everything starts to become just a little more complicated and certainly a little bit more private. So then we wrote a book. But
it's mostly
but it's also about how you survive that time. And like some of it is just to laugh at it and know that like you're never an island. Like you're never surviving something truly all by yourself. And as much as we would like to think that we're that original, I find comfort in knowing that whatever it is I've thought or whatever I've experienced, somebody else has had this almost damn near same experience.
It's all developmental.
And it all helps you cope.
It's honestly like the pediatrician is like, we're going to leave the middle school years out because we don't want to have these wolves abandon their cubs. Yeah. We don't want to scare them off. Childbirth. Yeah. That's not that bad. We'll talk about that.
Middle school. High school.
Yeah.
Just a different set of. That's just like.
It feels like book three. I don't know.
I feel like book. I'm not ready yet. I need another year. I've got a 15-year-old.
Even though you are currently.
I'm currently past the first year of high school into the second year. And by the way, Jen, do you want me to blow your mind? In July, which is not far away,
yep.
Little Finn can start getting his learner's permit.
I can't.
And getting hours towards driving.
I can't.
He just put a lit match in his mouth and burned the tip of his nose yesterday.
Oh, how did he get?
Oh, because he was trying to be cool. He's trying to be funny. Mm. And so he lit a match to light a candle and then thought it would be funny if it made it look like he was smoking it, and then it burned the tip of his nose. Look, that's who's going to be behind a wheel.
Developmentally where he is supposed to be. That I know. But that's why we wear seatbelts and helmets, because, you know.
I think I'm going to make him wait a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. He's excited. I just can't believe how fast everything's going, and it all feels like big stuff. But like I said, that's book three. I need a minute.
Yeah.
I can't even process where Eleanor's at in middle school. This is,
I know.
And now you're going to have a middle schooler.
I know.
Our little baby is going to start going to middle school.
She starts middle school. I am grieving, partly leaving elementary school. And it was so like poetic to watch her graduation. And all of the moms and I were laughing about, like, did anybody else look at their baby photos today? And like, try to comprehend the math that went into like where today is and time. But as I was like sitting there and watching the graduation, there were these like little kindergartners walking by, like holding hands because they had a pass to like bring something to the office or something like that. And I was like, that was so recent. Yeah. That was not that long ago.
That was not that long ago. Here's another way I feel like social media loves to just like a 1-2 jab to make this time even more difficult to cope with. And I can't not watch it.
Yeah.
Is, first of all, they sang the Stevie Nicks song.
Oh,
the
Landslide.
Choir, Landslide. These little voices singing Landslide. I'm like, God damn you.
Every song.
Damn you, choir director.
Every damn song that a children's choir sings becomes my favorite song. I'm like, I mean, never heard it that way. I never thought of it that way.
Just stop with the, just stop. It's so easy.
Unstoppable today. Stop. I don't like that song. It's like a Dodge commercial, but those kids sang it.
They bring everything to life. You know, the other one I saw that like hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was like, wow, I'm like crying and I'm in the middle of a Target right now.
Yeah.
And was, I can't even barely say it, was a football field. And on one end are kindergartners and on the other end are the seniors, and they run to each other in the middle of the field. Look at me. I've got goosebumps, even though I have a shit ton of beef tallow on. And I was like, that is they had a senior partner that they ran to. Yeah. So they're like running. And then these kids are really big and cool. And I was like, there we go. I'm emotionally unhinged, and it's not even my graduation.
I am not joking when I tell you this, and my husband was laughing about it earlier today, but not only did I go to my daughter's graduation from elementary school, or commencement, or whatever you want to call it, if you're crabby.
Culmination.
Yeah. Is she insisted we watch the 1957 movie Old Yeller.
What?
I know. Literally.
She's messed. Then did she ask for like any kind of like bonus jewelry?
I will tell you, I didn't cry then. I think because I was fatigued.
Frick,
although,
man.
I didn't cry that really hard. But she didn't cry either. And you know what I said to her? And I think it really hit home. I go, this is why you read the book. Like, you cannot develop that relationship with that dog unless you read the book.
I remember specifically the end of that movie. But I also remember being super young and it not being like, but I was like, why am I watching this? Where are my parents and why do I have a baby?
Yeah. Why am I holding their Bartles and James?
Holding their Bartles and James? I have a cigarette in one hand. I've got a baby in another and I'm watching Old Yeller. Does anybody want to parent me? Does anyone want to pay attention to what's happening?
Evidently not.
I also could just switch the channel and watch Benny Hill Show, which always confused me. Why was there?
So many boobs.
Was there?
Yeah.
I think I always wanted there to be more boobs. Was there boobs?
I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I do remember
there
being like
a... How did I get to see it? Was it on HBO?
Your parents were out a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, they did. They liked to go out with each other.
My parents were old, so they were like...
My parents were not. And they were just fine to be like, You guys are, you got this, right?
I don't want to say my parents had 8 pairs of readers on the head. I feel like that was more their speed than going out.
You don't
want to
say that they're talking about beef tallow when the Knicks are playing a playoff game, but maybe they were. Maybe they were.
And they were like, nope, you're not going to watch.
You're not going to watch a Knicks game.
You're not going to watch the Benny Hill show and see boobs, but we will let you watch The Exorcist.
Watch a dog die.
Yeah. So this one is 5-star. This is a podcast review. So maybe this one was a little rough for you. Keep listening because long term, you're going to have a better.
This is maybe not our best work.
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of quality life changing information in this podcast today.
Look, if you just want to like zone out and do your dishes, we're your people, man.
Absolutely.
We're not going to require anything from you and you're going to follow our train of thought.
Yep. And if you're at a Knicks game, invite us, okay?
Well, like, good for you. You're having a far more fun life.
Yeah. Okay. So it's CN Sullivan. She's a longtime listener, and this is how she proves it, besides giving us 5 stars, which is super nice. I look forward to Tuesdays. Sidebar, sometimes we're a little late, and you know what? We're moms.
Only a couple times.
Yeah. Okay. So
the audio always goes up. Sometimes the video doesn't. Yeah. That's on me.
So I look forward to Tuesdays so I can listen to this podcast while I go about my day. That's what ladies.
Yep. We're just the noise in your head.
These ladies bring light and levity to the world and bring many of us together under the umbrella of parenthood. I remember catching videos on Facebook during my early days of parenting and love the happy hour and the Thanksgiving Eve live videos.
Yeah.
I've seen these ladies live, watch them, listen to them. It's like we are longtime friends. Keep up the good work, Kristen and Jen.
That's really nice.
That's so nice.
But now I want to read some of the shitty reviews because that's going to make me mad and funny. I don't do that.
There really aren't that many. Like, as somebody who reads reviews quite often on, like, say, Amazon or Yelp, you have to throw out ones that are like effusively good and ones that are like just sour grapes.
So we got to find the mid.
Yeah.
They're like, these ladies aren't terrible.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite people.
The short one's boring and the tall one talks too fast. We know that. So if you have anything more helpful to say.
Yeah. You, is that from my husband? Is that,
that's from both of our husbands.
CJS.
Yeah. Short ones.
Well, I'd like to listen to your podcast, Colin. It's not going to be any better.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding. I do listen to a podcast of him. It's just in real time.
It's called My Opinions on Politics after I've had a 12-hour day of work. Don't do that. If you want to keep your marriage energized and horny, don't do that.
Don't talk about politics. You know why? Because even if you both are in agreement, no one's like, God, I've just got into it about how much we agree on these politics. Let's just ravage each other. Shit is, you're like, I feel serious. No, let's watch CNN.
Let's just talk about cowboys, you guys.
Yeah. Or the best sandwich I've ever had, which I told Colin about. And I was like, am I aroused?
Did you ask him about the toasted thing that I said and all?
Colin can make an argument for a
bring
toasted.
It up? Okay.
Yes, about toasted bread. But I think on a French dip, and I told him, I said, the bread was literally perfect. And he said, and I quote, did it soak up the au jus? And I said, it soaked up the au jus and the
horseradish.
Horseradish.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just sometimes it's a different bread because sometimes I don't trust
nobody bread knows what we're talking about. We are so inside baseball right now. They're like, do you think we're in your car?
Kristen ate a French dip sandwich.
And it changed my life and her husband's life.
Yeah. She passed it around and everybody's dirty ass lips got a piece of the sandwich
because
it was so good.
It was
really was.
So goddamn good. You know that a sandwich is good when everybody stops being polite. When everybody stops going, no, it's okay. No, you eat it.
Really?
They smell it and they're like, hold on a second. Let me just.
Well, the reaction from everybody was honestly a little bit too effusive, like a Yelp review, but that it was everybody who had that same.
Let me tell you what's happening to me. I'm seeing a pattern. First of all, best sandwich I've ever had best French dip sandwich I've ever had in my life with a bullet. But the other dish that your husband ordered was the worst thing I've ever tasted. Good. So I don't even want to say the name, because I'll say the name when it's a positive thing. But literally, I've never been in a restaurant where the two worlds met, where you have the worst thing and the best thing at the exact same time.
I do think that, so he ordered the special.
It was disgusting.
And literally at some restaurants, the special is the leftover shit. They try to make
That's
something.
Not always the case, but this was pretty rough. To come up with a trout dish, I'm like, all right, yo. Like, this was a nice place that usually it would be.
My mom's like, all we've got are these Tyson chicken patties left. I'm going to saute them and I'm going to make them into a chicken parm. No, you're not. You're not going to dress up. You're not putting lipstick on that pig and thinking anybody is. They were like, we got some leftover fish. We got to get it out the door today. Let's put it in sweet sauce.
I mean, it came out and
pasta.
It looked like I saw it and it immediately made me want to gag. Like,
what color is it?
It was like lime orange. Green and orange.
Yeah.
Two things.
They don't go together.
Not with fish.
No.
But then, so his shitty dish comes out and my incredible melt your brain, thinly sliced, perfect bread comes out.
Yeah.
And I smelled this sandwich. We were so tired and we were so hungry. And I saw poor Britt, who'd been working so hard. And I was like, I took a bite of the sandwich and this was my first thought. This is the best thing I've ever had. I'm going to have this all to myself. And then I was like, that dish that Britt has looks like absolute shit.
Yeah, he was.
And I said, you have to try this. And Britt's so, he has such good manners. He's like, no. I go, Britt, just knock it off for a second. And he smelled that sandwich and he goes, okay, just let me try it. So I gave him the other half.
Yeah.
And then we were doing this thing, which I love about Britt because he's like an older brother. I'm like, okay, what if you do au jus and then the horseradish? But then you do the horseradish and then the au jus. And then you dip it in and then the fries are so crisp. So we talked about this sandwich.
They had a whole really, I was like, get a room, you two. Enjoy your sandwich together in
privacy.
That
would be the best room because we'd just be talking about the sandwich for like 8 hours, which I think I might be able to do.
Is that your hot flash for the week? That French dip sandwich?
Fuck, yes it is. And that is where my husband and I are in total agreement. You want to know what he said when I told him about this French dip? I go, Colin, I don't know how to tell you, but you missed out. Like, it was literally the best French dip I've ever had. And so then I was telling him about it slowly. And my husband, who, if you know, he's not like, look, he's sampled a French dip a time or two. He is not afraid of the culinary arts. He is from Houston. He does... he's a little
strong opinions on the au jus.
No, absolutely. It was perfect. Don't listen to Jen.
No.
Perfect.
I'm talking about any au jus.
Oh yeah. Au jus has to look a certain way.
You give me a French dip. I want there to be substance to it. I want
thin au jus. If it looks like gravy, I'm out.
Uh-oh. See, this is where we disagree, but I like it. I like a good hearty au jus.
I like a thin au jus with a thick horseradish.
I'll see.
Dip and just leave me alone. You know Let me be in a corner. Let me make love to myself. This is going to be in my dumb shorts on Substack. This is going to be the best thing. But I told my husband, I said, this sandwich was so good, Colin. I never talked this much about food. This was that good. And he goes, do you remember that time when we all went to Petit Trois and I didn't get the burger and you guys all got the burger? He still can't talk about the fact that he went to a restaurant where everybody had a good experience. He had a bad experience.
I got a really great burger there.
That's what everybody talks about. And he's still, I mean, this guy, food prints on his brain. And I would just like to say he missed out.
Well,
that's what you get when you don't come to Nebraska with your wife.
Yep. That's what happens. Well, I do think that you should order our book, pre-order it.
Yeah, we'll tell you how.
Yeah. Don't worry. There's a link.
I think you're going to like it, and I think you're going to be proud of us.
Yeah, I like it. We've read it 19 times now after trying to check all of our grammatical errors.
And so many. After so many.
It's shocking.
Listen,
if you find any.
We're not going to be surprised. Here's the thing. You'll know it's us.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you hear me say gonna 18 times, you're like. The editor was like, you know, you say gonna a lot. And I'm like, bro, have you listened to the podcast
You
ever?
Know, ma'am, you know, having to is not a word.
Having to. And member, that is not the same as remember. When I say member when.
Yeah.
And they were like, is this member? And I was like, no, it's member. You know, like
a recall something.
Yeah. And he's like, remember? And I'm like, Shut up, New York publisher.
Yes. Fancy speaker.
So yeah. I don't know how to use a colon.
Yeah. So order that. I assure you it's going to be a classic.
Did we podcast? Can we watch the rest of the Knicks? Casey, are you with us?
I think we podcasted. Woo!
Pioneer.